Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And with news of all those medal wins, here's Darren.
What a weekend, Audrey. What a weekend for Irish athletics in particular. And the final day of the European Indoors in the Netherlands brought huge success. Three medals. Sarah Healy won gold in the 1500 metres. Mark English claimed a bronze in the 800. And Kate O'Connor secured a bronze in the pentathlon. Now, we heard from Kate earlier, so let's get reaction from the other two right now. And it was a pretty unique sight, actually, yesterday, because the medals were so close together, all three in the space of 36 minutes or thereabouts. So it meant the three Irish athletes involved got their medal ceremonies that were really close to each other at the end of these championships, which is a pretty rare sight. A historic goal for Sarah Healy, first gold medal for an Irish woman at the European Indoors. Sarah's still only 24 and, of course, has been spoken about as the star of the future for some time. She's enjoyed underage success. And after her medal ceremony yesterday, she gave Gary Moore some insight into the difference to her approach this time around.
I've been able to run fast the last few years, improve like that each year, but I've just kind of struggled a bit in the high pressure moments like at championships to kind of perform to my potential. So I think the biggest shift has definitely been like a mental one this year, just taking a bit of pressure off and trying to just enjoy things a bit more. So yeah, I felt really calm and in control today, and it's kind of a new feeling for me, but it's really nice. So yeah.
So when you came here, say this week or last week, so you're looking ahead to these, are you feeling, yes, I'm in a better place?
Yeah. I guess it's not, I've never done European Indoors before, actually. I've done every other championship, and this is kind of one you would like to do first. I suppose it's like the stepping stone championship, but I've always been injured the last few years. So I knew it was a really big opportunity for me. Coming into it, I just really didn't focus on the outcome at all. Everyone says, you know, focus on the process, but that really was a big thing for me, and just trying to like go through the same process I go through for every race.
Plans and hopes for the rest of the year?
Well, I'm actually off to Dubai tomorrow for a training camp before World Indoors. And I'll run the 3K there, which that's a straight final, and I imagine that'll just be quite a fast race. So I'd love to go there and do as well as I can, and then take, you know, a week's downtime or so, and then get ready for outdoors. Yeah,
that week downtime will be well deserved by that stage. Mark English, he's going to turn 32 next week, and we all wondered what he would do after the Olympics in Paris last summer. Well, we got our answer yesterday. He switched coaches and upped his workload, and he's got his reward. Gary spoke to him after he got his medal.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. It's kind of a combination of everything, really. It's more volume and more speed work, and yeah, it's nice to see it all come together. Got to give a fair bit of that credit too to my new coach Justin Rinaldi, who has been coaching me kind of since October time. So it's brilliant.
What made the difference in the few months that you've been with him? You know, what's changed?
I have actually doubled my training volume, so that's been a big difference. And like, I suppose he's just been an 800 metre runner in the past. He's an Australian champion as well, so he knows the kind of nuances of 800 metre running. And best 800 metre coach in the world, as far as I'm concerned. You have Josh Howie there running 143, like it's like a 149, 150, you know. It's crazy what he's doing. Great group to be a part of. It's brilliant when you're not the best in the group, because it pushes you. And yeah, it's amazing.
So are you in this now for the long haul?
Well, we'll stick together this year, and we'll see what comes of it. I'm kind of playing it by ear at the minute.
Yeah, well, it is a huge year ahead. The World Championships taking place in Tokyo in September. But on this sort of form, Mark has given himself every chance of being there and doing really, really well. Tipperary remained top of Division 1A of the Allianz Hurling League after a 225-119 win away to Kilkenny. Four players red-carded in a 10-minute spell between the 43rd and the 53rd minute. Kilkenny received three of them. Cork continued their fine form. This scoreline will surprise many. 620-23 point win against Clare in Ennis. Three players sent off here. Is a lot of red cards going over the weekend, flying out, but three of them sent off on this one, two of them for Clare, and they are now relegated. The Cork skipper Robert Downey played down the nature of the win, but he did admit to Pádraig Lodge it was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good performance. I think last week we were a bit patchy against Kilkenny, even though we still got the win. So we just kind of focused this week on getting a 70-odd minute performance, and I think we did that today.
Six goals was a fair tally to post. Are you being encouraged to go for goals at every opportunity?
Look, I think we have fast forwards and things like that, so we're just more encouraged to put the ball into them as fast as we can. And I mean, our fellas are always going to take you on. Look, today the goals went in. On another day they mightn't have went in, but you know, thankfully they did today.
Were you surprised that Clare didn't put up more of a challenge today, given the great battle you had last year in the All-Ireland final?
Look, they did put up a fierce challenge. Sometimes, you know, teams can just get caught. It has happened to us loads of times. I can assure you it was a fairly tough and physical game, as it always is against them, and it'll be no different in 6 weeks' time too.
Yeah, Championship is almost upon us. Wins also for Waterford and Antrim in 1B. Waterford almost assured of a place in the final after beating Westmead very heavily there as well in Mullingar. Antrim got the better of Laois to give themselves a chance of avoiding the drop. Manchester United and Arsenal played out a 1-1 draw in the Premier League, and that is a huge blow for the Gunners, who are now 15 points behind leaders Liverpool with 10 games to go. Title is almost certainly gone from their grasp, although their manager Mikel Arteta not conceding just yet.
I don't want to say that, but today the frustration is that we haven't won a game. We know the urgency, and you're obligated to win every single match you want to have any chance of doing that. I don't think it's the right moment to talk about that anyway.
Yeah, certainly Liverpool fans, I think, are already planning the celebrations. I've been speaking to a number of Liverpool fans already going over for the weekend. They win the league title, supposedly. Chelsea beat Leicester 1-0. Chelsea back inside the top four. Tottenham and Bournemouth drew 2-2. Spurs came from two down to secure the draw there. Celtic have qualified for the last four of the Scottish Cup thanks to a 2-0 win against Hibernian. Adamida among the goals there. England ran in seven tries as they beat Italy 47-24. Four in the Six Nations. So England now second, so they leapfrog us. They're a point better off heading into the final round of games. So England play Wales in that final game for them. France hosts Scotland and Ireland travel to Rome. So all three teams have a chance of winning the championship still, but very much in France's own hands after that very impressive display against the Irish on Saturday. Finally in the golf, Shane Lowry finished in seventh place outright at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, 6 under par after a closing 70. So his challenge really came undone in that third round on the Saturday. An awful pity, really awful shame that he had such a bad one, because he would have been right in there contending. Finished 5 off the eventual winner, Russell Henley. Rory McIlroy tied for 15th on 3 under par.